For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a former narcotics detective, United States Marshal, law enforcement specialist. This is a guy who doesn't just talk the talk, folks. You know I hate those people who are always out there telling us what they think we should know. This is a guy who's actually walked the walk. He's got a 25-year career in narcotics with the El Paso Police Department. That should send a flag right there, El Paso. He's got expertise in the area of the Mexican cartels and gangs who prey on citizens and then actually pay to make sure that their drug activities are protected. He has trained thousands of law enforcement officers, and he's been credited with helping solve many cold cases, a murder, etc. Narcotics commander. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Just take it from me, guys. He's walked the walk. His name is Robert Almonte, and we are thrilled to have him as our guest on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. I'm going to start with the first question, Robert, which is this. We hear about cartels in the United States all the time, but somehow we feel in America that we're protected. But this past week, something happened in the state of California in the United States that looked very much like a killing by a cartel. I think that is something that should send shivers down the spines of a lot of Americans. Are we in trouble here?
Oh, absolutely, Judge. We're not only are we in trouble, we've been in trouble in a while. And this incident in California should scare the hell out of people all over the United States, from the border all the way up to Maine to Oregon. The cartels are here. They've been here for a while. The problem is there's more of them here. They're ruthless. They're thugs. They don't care. They're brutal. They kill people. We need to be really concerned, and we need to do more to prevent these guys from doing what they're doing and prevent more of them from coming into the United States.
Well, you know, the crazy part about all this, Robert Almonte, is that when the six people, including a mother and her six-year-old baby, are shot dead in an early morning massacre in Goshen, California, they say, well, it may be related to cartel activity. But there were reports of gunfire, and the call came in, and they thought it was an active shooting because they were shooting at that time. And as soon as they responded, everybody was dead. People in the house, somebody in the ditch, somebody outside. A 16-year-old mother holding her six-month-old baby, or she was 17 years old, they were both shot in the head. Then there was a man taken to the hospital. He's pronounced dead. The grandmother shot in the in her bed. Somebody's in the ditch. Now, this is not a random act of violence. And what tells you that this is cartel related or gang activity? I mean, what are the characteristics associated with a drug cartel massacre?
Yeah, Judge, everything you described regarding that shooting, that massacre, clearly is a cartel / gang hit. The reason I say gangs is because the gangs are working. The gangs here in the United States are working with the Mexican cartels, doing drug trafficking, human smuggling, and hits. So this could have been a gang working closely with the cartel. But the other thing is that the way they carried out this execution, a lot of bullets being fired, everybody was killed. And that's a classic cartel execution. That tells me that somebody in that family, possibly involved in the gang or cartel activity, upset the cartel so much that they sent people to kill him or her and the entire family. That's how the cartels operate. And the other reason they do that is to eliminate any witnesses. The killing, shooting the 10-month-old baby in the head and the mother, but shooting the 10-month-old baby in the head, that sends a message to, we want to hurt you. We want you to remember what we did. And the other thing, too, it's a warning to other people that betray the cartel or the gangs that they'll kill you. Not only kill you, they'll kill your family, and yes, even a little baby.
Well, you know, the heightened level of brutality is indicative of this kind of level of violence. But, you know, Robert Almonte, the truth is that a lot of the problems that we have, and you've already said that the cartel is already in the United States, it happens as a result of the southern border being wide open. I think it was in the month of December, 250,000 people. That is bigger than, you know, most big cities in the United States. How is Joe Biden, who, you know, we've been complaining for months, how does he allow them to continue to come through? And I've got no problem with immigrants. Let me make this clear. All of us are immigrants to this country, but there's no rhyme and reason. If you're in the legal line trying to come here legally, then you got to wait. You got to spend money. You got to get a lawyer. You've got to beg and cry. But if you walk in with a heightened arrogance and saying, I want to be here, come right in. I mean, we're being bullied, but I think it's more than that. What is Joe Biden doing?
Well, the short answer is, Judge, is nothing. That's the problem. The short answer is nothing. It's just incredible. I go to the border to conduct my research. I was in El Paso right before Christmas, right on the border with National Guard and Border Patrol Texas, DPS. And it's just incredible what's going on the border. And it's like, why is this happening? This can be stopped. There's already laws in the books that should prevent this from happening, but it's just not happening. And the thing is, too, is that here's the thing. The Mexican cartel, seeing all of this, that the border is not secure, they're laughing at us. Why do I say they're laughing at us? Because the Mexican cartels are taking advantage of this surge. The Mexican cartels are heavily involved in human smuggling. They make a lot of money off of human smuggling. Some of those people being smuggled, or a lot of them being smuggled in the United States, are going to end up being embedded in existing cartel cell groups throughout the United States.
Well, and the cartels, I mean, how do they operate? I mean, do they bring in the mules? I mean, are the arteries already set up? Explain that, Robert Almonte.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What they're doing is they're using existing drug and human smuggling routes throughout the United States. In other words, they're already in place. The stash houses are already in place. Let me give you an example with human smuggling. And here's the deal. The reason the cartel are so much involved in human smuggling is because it's more cost effective for them. Because, see, when the cartels are bringing drugs into the United States, for the most part, they don't receive their money until the drugs have been delivered. It's completely different with human smuggling. These people wanting to be smuggled, they pay the cartel directly thousands of dollars to be smuggled up front. So these migrants end up getting apprehended in the border somewhere in the United States, or, like, unfortunately, what happened in San Antonio last July, where we had almost 60 people die, took to death in a trailer rig.
In
the cartel don't care.
Yeah,
the truck. Yeah, they don't lose any sleep over that. So they already made their money. So that's the problem with the human smuggling. But there are existing drug and human smuggling routes. So these people brought across the border, whether it's drugs or people, they're placed in stash houses fairly close to the border. And then from there, the drugs are repackaged and distributed to cities throughout the United States. And the same thing with the migrants. They're taken several at a time in a car, maybe taken to a truck, and then taken to other parts of the country. But this has been going on for some time now.
It is absolutely stunning. And, you know, we don't even need to get into the fentanyl, which your friend Derek Maltz talks about a great deal, with the undeclared war by China sending the precursor that Mexico then, you know, stamps into an innocent or an innocuous looking prescription pill, or not even a prescription pill, and that they then sell and ultimately kill Americans. This borders on treason, allowing this war that is being conducted by China and Mexico and our southern border. There's no protection for the American people. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Derek is a good friend of mine, and I applaud him his efforts on the fentanyl issue. And I agree with the fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. They're poisoning. So basically, the Mexican cartels, in my opinion, are the biggest threat to our country right now. They're poisoning thousands of Americans. They're setting up their cell groups here in the United States. They're killing people. This incident that happened in California, that's not the first of its kind. As you mentioned, I train a lot of law enforcement officers. I show them, Judge, several cases where cartels have killed people, including a case that occurred in Alabama a few years ago where a Mexican cartel ended up beheading a 13-year-old little girl.
It's barbaric. I mean, it is what they do. And, you know, a lot of them come across, and I have to tell you, Robert Almonte, I remember 2014 when, during the Obama term, when they were coming through the Latin Kings and the gangs, and I was speaking with Border Patrol, and they said, we can't turn them back because they're Latin Kings. We can't turn them back because they're MS-13. But you and I both know what their mission is and what they do. And then I remember Nancy Pelosi coming out at, you know, that dance and saying, oh, they're children of God. Why are they doing this? Why are they not doing anything? Why are they allowing this? Why do we not know any of the people and what the 150 countries are coming from? Why?
It's crazy, Judge. And you're absolutely right. We need to know who's coming into our country. And you know, you got all these people claiming asylum, and then you still have all these other people that are being smuggled into our country by the cartels through other means, through holes in the fence, hidden in vehicles, and things of that nature. So it's just incredible. I don't know the answer to, but let me tell you what I think we should be doing and we're not doing. And number one, secure the border. That's what needs to be done. And we need to find out who's coming into our country, as you said, Judge. That's very, very important. The other thing is that our federal government is not treating this the way it should be treated. This is a crisis. It's a crisis on the border, but it's actually impacting the entire United States. They need to send more federal agents to the southwest border, more DEA agents, more Border Patrol agents, HSI agents. They need to do that. The other thing, Judge, that needs to be done is, as I mentioned, the cartels have been here for a while. We need to up our activity and do more proactive activity towards the cartels that are here in the United States. And how do you do that? The federal government needs to provide more funding to the HIDTA program that are state, local, federal task forces that are set up to proactively address these cell groups in the United States, take them down, dismantle them. The other thing they need to do is provide more funding to the National Guard counter drug training program. The counter drug programs from the National Guard, they provide free training throughout the United States, and they provide a lot of training to these officers that are in rural areas that don't receive the training.
Right.
And
there's
just so many things that we can do that we're not doing.
Well, you know, when you talk about the money, I have to tell you, when I was DA in Westchester, I set up a HIDTA program. And that was in the early 2000s. So that was 23 years ago. You know, I mean, I knew as a local DA that we need HIDTA. I need to connect with all of my local law enforcement partners, local, state, federal, DEA, and start putting together some task forces. You know, you don't have to be a genius to figure this stuff out. But here's where the problem is, Robert Del Monte. When you talk about money, you know, then when you get into federal money, you know, they're like, well, the Republicans, they stick this in this bill and they take that out of that bill. But hopefully now with Kevin McCarthy and with the Freedom Caucus holding out, and to their credit, I give them credit at this point. They said, you know what? Every budget is separate. We're not going to have any of these omnibus budget bills where, you know, you put everything in a 4,000 page budget and you have 72 hours maybe to look at it. So the budget's important. But I have to tell you, Robert, that I think that if the president doesn't close that border, if the president disengaged from continuing to build that wall and, you know, has this and has a half-wit, the vice president and you know, in charge of the root causes of the crisis at the border, why people come here. Why do people come here? They come here because the border's open. There's a cornucopia of benefits. You got health care. You got education, medication, housing. You get everything. In New York City, you get a free a laundry service, babysitters, televisions, Xboxes. I mean, come on. What is wrong with us? It's a takedown of America. This country is losing its independence. It's losing its sovereignty. And excuse me for pontificating, but it just infuriates me. Robert Del Monte, you know, final words on the cartels. I mean, if they're already embedded and the arteries are already created in the United States, will we see more of what we saw in California this week with this barbaric medieval murdering by the cartels?
Judge, if we don't do something, I think both you and I have suggested, then yeah, it's going to continue. It's only going to get worse. There's cartel activity. There's cartels in the United States. There's more of them. And if the border is not secure, I guarantee you, you're going to see more cartel activity here. And you're going to see the results of their presence. And that's going to include the type of murders that we saw in California. And I encourage every American to pay attention to this topic. I encourage every American to reach out to their congressman, their senator, to put pressure on them to do something about the border and do something about the cartels.
Okay. All right, Robert Del Monte, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you taking the time to join us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Stay well, and God bless.
Thank you, Judge. God bless you.
All right. And by the way, everybody, you know, there is a difference between, you know, street gangs, that kind of thing. When you talk about drug cartels, though, they engage in deadly violence, hit squads against perceived enemies, members of law enforcement, and anyone or anything that threatens their drug trafficking efforts. This is bad stuff, everyone. Anyway, never forget, that's the commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. Up next on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I will gavel out with my closing argument. It's all coming up here on the Red Apple Audio Network.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.